Okay. All right, we're about to begin the meeting. The Human Relations Commission. It's Wednesday, October 9th, 2024. Time is 5:05 p.m. or 1705 minutes. First item is roll call. Cedric Smith.
Here, present.
John Dalton. June Webb.
Here.
Ashley Jackson.
Present.
All right, we have a quorum.
Great, great. So we can move on to approval of minutes for the meeting of September 11th, 2024. So I'm open to approve minutes.
Second.
Okay, then I will go ahead and do roll call for you. John, excuse me, Cedric Smith.
Aye.
June Webb.
Yes.
Ashley Jackson.
Aye.
Motion passes 3-0.
Right. We have call to audience. Since it's just us, I don't think we really have an audience with the call.
And I did not receive any emails also from the city clerk or boards and commissions from anyone wanting to attend. There's none on our end as well.
Okay. So chairperson summary of current events. So a couple things. I did get an email concerning, to where we're going to meet for in the future. I think we have to do that annually. It was sent from the board. So I think I have until December to fill that out. I wanted to ask you guys if you wanted to continue to meet virtually. Or do you prefer for us to possibly get together downtown or where they used to back in past prior to COVID? Which do you prefer? To me, honestly, it doesn't really matter to me. Whatever works for you guys. I know some of us kind of work right until the time we start this meeting, so it may be difficult for travel, especially during busy work hours like this when people are getting off. So whatever works best for you guys.
So, Cedric, I'm going to go ahead and interject for just a moment here.
Okay, I can't do that.
A discussion of this will need to be agendized, which can be done in the future, but okay. To bring it to their attention, to let them know that this is done yearly and then that it'll be upcoming. So that sharing it with them is fine, but a discussion will have to wait.
Yeah. Okay, so forget everything else I said other than.
No, you can share it with them. It's just no discussion, sir. That's all.
I got you. Okay, so when we get to future agenda items, I'll mention that so we can add it for the next meeting and then we can discuss. I would just like to let my team members know that I drafted up an email. I was going to reach out to the Tucson Student Relations just to kind of introduce myself, introduce what we're about, start there. Also, send an email out to our Chief Equity Officer, Mrs. Walker. I do have emails drafted. I have it. I think I sent the one. I sent the one to her. I did not send the one to the Student Relations. So. And as I continue to kind of reach out to introduce myself, introduce our commission, I'll definitely keep you guys informed. But I just wanted you guys to know that. I don't know if you guys have anything you would like. Oh, that's next for the commissioners, current events. But other than that, guys, that's kind of all I have for current events. So, moving on to the commissioners, summary of current events. Do you guys have anything?
No, you know, I'm chair of the St. Francis in the Foothills United mm-hmm. Methodists, and it took a leadership role many years ago within the Methodist Conference on LGBTQ issues.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm proud to say that I learned not too long ago that the Western Conference, which includes Arizona and this part of the United States, all the churches have stayed in, have not left the conference. That isn't true for the southern part of the United States. But I found that an interesting historical observation.
Okay. Thank you for sharing, Jewel. How about you, Ashley?
Nothing to report at this time.
Okay. So moving along, our next agenda was going to be the Women's Commission with Kim Fitch, but as you received the email, you noticed she was unable to attend today.
No, you're right. Ahead. Go ahead. Yeah, you're right. Item six. Yeah. Go ahead.
And she was unable to attend today. So during future agendas, I will kind of bring up whether or not we want to and go back to Mr. Perez and kind of reach back out to him and see if he would like to join or kind of go to someone else. We're batting 0-2, but, you know, it's okay. We can still press on, right? So.
Could I make a comment on that?
Yes, ma'am. You
I noticed where he was on the city council agenda yesterday because they've changed the makeup of the education commission, and both the city and the county had to agree on it. I would like to see him come and speak because the MEC has a youth group. And I believe that youth input is so important for our activities.
Mm-hmm.
So if there could be another invitation, and at the same time as the former director of the MEC, I will send him another invitation personally.
Okay. Good deal.
Hello, John.
Hello. I was trying to get the thing to work on Teams, so finally figured it out.
Okay, thanks for joining, John. Hope all is well.
All's good so far.
Go ahead, Ashley. I'm sorry for cutting you off.
No, that's okay. You didn't. I just had a question for you. Do you think it would be advantageous, like the ones like Ms. Fitch and the ones that we had previously, to kind of comprise them of the next meeting dates, like when those dates arise? Or is it just kind of like we're just going to move on until we come back around to those individuals or those commissions once they've kind of committed, but then kind of backed out or had other kind of obligations?
I'm not sure. It's a good question. I don't mind, honestly, you know, with June reaching out with Mr. Perez, if that's what you mean, kind of reaching back out to them or trying to find out the POCs.
Yeah, like Miss Fitch, I think she's kind of the greatest one within that Women's Commission. Just as far as, and I know for agenda wise, we'll need to know ahead of time if they will be attending and or presenting. So I just wanted to know if we wanted to try another commission before kind of going back to the ones we've kind of tried to get engaged, but maybe just had other things going on during this time.
I think at this time, since we already kind of reached out to them and they know we requested their presence, I think we can reach back out to them one more time.
When is the next meeting? What is the date?
So today's October 9th. The next meeting will be November 13th.
Yeah.
November 13th.
And then the meeting after that will be December 11th.
December 11th?
Yeah, so okay. What we can do is we could reach out to Mr. Perez for the November one, right? Uh-huh. And then we could reach out to Ms. Fitch for December 11th.
Sounds great.
And if we could reach out to them sooner than later, and then, you know, kind of have them kind of stamping in their calendar, then that'd be great.
Well, I'm gonna do it tomorrow. And then I'm going to let Mr. Guerra know, yay or nay, because we should all be supporting each other.
Right. No, I agree. And hello, Jacob. I'm not sure who Jacob Dorfman is.
Oh, hello. I'm a U of A student. I'm just doing this for a class. I have to attend a public meeting. Just wanted to thank you all.
Oh, okay. So our LGBTQ representative, do you have any updates, ma'am?
Item number 7.
Yes.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Rick.
I had to just announce item number 7 for the public. So when they listen to the audio, then they'll know that we're on it. I know you're giving the title, which is perfect, but we just needed to include the item number as well. That's all.
I'm sorry. You're right.
Okay, you ready?
Yes,
I attended the LGBTQ meeting, which is being held at Ward 6 offices. On October 2nd at 6:00 in the evening. And I prefer the date that we meet. I mean, the time we meet at 5. Thank you. They are having the same, concern that I believe we are. And that is membership and having really strong membership for LGBTQ. Very concerned about reaching out and having the community as far as the membership is concerned, rather than leaders from certain organizations. So for our next meeting and before that, hopefully we will have some applications to the city clerk's office that we can review ahead of time. That was the discussion at our meeting.
And I'll bring something up about that when you get done, ma'am.
I am done.
Okay. So I guess this could fall under future agendas, which is item number 8. I did reach out to the board. I did receive one application. And it is enacted, so I can forward it to you guys, to the team members here to review. It is for Iris Berry. We could review, and then we can discuss it. I guess, Rick, correct me if I'm wrong, we'll have to place that on future agendas to discuss a yay or nay, right, for the applicant.
If you want to have a discussion regarding an applicant or anything like that, you'll put it on the agenda. But just touching base on, like you had pointed out with the boards and commissions and with the city clerk's office, that when we get people who are interested for any commission, GLBT, Human Relations Commission, or any other. Once we see that there's a vacancy and we have that applicant's information, we then forward that to the corresponding commission that they're interested in, and also especially the openings, whether it be the mayor's office, a council mm-hmm. member's office, or city manager's, which then in turn becomes it's now on their end to go ahead and to proceed with the nomination of that person that is interested and mm-hmm. or select someone different. That's why in the past we mentioned that when we're aware of this, we let the applicants know to make themselves heard by reaching out to that person on the other end that would be making the appointment to introduce mm-hmm. themselves to see if they can't speed things along. That's all I wanted to share with you.
Okay. I have a quick question for you, Rick. So say the applicant lives in Ward 4, and I know they can apply for different wards, right? Ward 1 or Ward 2, whatever ones we have vacant. You're recommending they reach out to those wards office specifically, right?
Yes. So with certain commissions, HRSD is a person representing one of the council offices, different wards, does not need to live in that ward. There are some boards and commissions where it's required. It's written in the ordinance resolution that created that state that that individual must live in that ward to represent that ward. With HRSD, it doesn't have that. So a person could be living, as an example, in Ward 6, but if there's an opening in Ward 1, and if Ward 1 wants to nominate that individual, then they can appoint that and do so.
Okay.
And can I add to, yes, Rick is correct, because I actually said, I live in Ward 4, but I was nominated on behalf of Ward 2. And he is correct, if that individual, if their ward is occupied, it's best for them to follow up with that unoccupied ward or that vacant ward and mm-hmm. kind of speak to whoever their gatekeeper is and kind of get in. That way it speeds up the process, because that's what I had to do as well. I had some communication with Ward 4 to press and push my application over to the Ward 2 office, and then I met mm-hmm. with that person. So it was really it's really kind of that individual, whoever's interested, kind of has to initiate and do the legwork, which that's okay. If they're interested and invested in it, then they'll do what they need to do. So that is very mm-hmm. true, especially in my own personal experience.
Okay. Thank you.
I represent Ward 5. And the reason I'm here, because I'm not in the city, but it can be a person from outside the city to be on a commission, is because for many, many years I worked with Councilmember Fimbres on civil rights issues. And I would like to have a discussion about that after the current election is over.
Okay.
I was going to mention to, are we on the, for future agenda items, correct?
Yes, sir.
So should we add probably we've traditionally had it on there, but, it's just kind of like even though if vacancies are not just like vacancies and advisory positions, I think we had that on the agenda in the past. I mean, obviously for voting, but also I think it would be good just to have that on the agenda for discussion purposes. And
a standing agenda item?
Yes, because that way, you know, we could have that kind of like what we're talking about now under that item. And in addition to that, we have done this, like when Manny Guzman was on chair of the commission, as well as myself, mm-hmm. Pre-pandemic, of course. You know, we would also have that item on there so we could even discuss possibly, like, almost kind of interviewing potential members of the commission. And if we liked someone enough, we would actually have them appointed as an advisory member first as they go through the process to apply for a full spot. because that way they can do so as almost from like a incumbency standpoint, like, you know, they're already a non-advisory or non-voting advisory member, and we just want to have them elevated. So the council member usually kind of speeds up the process. They kind of just, you know, get it done pretty quickly when we do that.
Okay. So basically kind of review the applicant and then or application, have them brought on as advisory as they kind of reach out to the vacant wards and push for them to be interviewed, push themselves to be interviewed and accepted. Is that what you're saying, John?
Yeah, it's one strategy, but either way, it's good to just have it as a standing agenda item so we can, go into as we get applications.
Sounds good. And also, John, so I'll kind of reach out to you. I am currently, I'm off my leg brace, so, and crutches. I'll still carry a crutch just to make sure I walk, if I'm walking long distance, but I'm able to walk, just with a limp. So I'd like to kind of, and I could do this offline, just reach out to you for POCs and maybe, some people you can introduce me to, right? That may need assist for HRC.
Yep, perfect. No, that sounds good, and we can chat about that and get those things squared away so we can get some things moving.
Yep, awesome. Does anyone have anything else for our future agendas? Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, quick meeting. So item 9, adjournment. So.
And the time that you have?
The time I have is 17:26 or 17:27 or 5:27 p.m.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Thank you, everyone, for attending. Hope you guys have a great week.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Have a good evening.
Yep. Adios. When we meet.